STC students make a difference at annual diabetes symposium. Mega Doctor News, by Celine Rodriguez. For South Texas College student Miriam Balderrama, diabetes is a deeply personal issue that inspired her to pursue a nursing career and dedicate herself to helping others. Her commitment was evident as she participated in the 4th annual Prevent, Treat and Beat Diabetes Symposium, organized by South Texas Health System, STHS, and Prominence Health Plan, where she played an active role in educating the community. "My father's battle with diabetes has been a major inspiration for me to pursue this career. I want to be fully prepared and know exactly how to respond in case of an emergency," she explained. "Above all, I want to help. I aspire to be one of those nurses who selflessly cares for others and helps them feel better." Balderrama, 29, is halfway through STC's vocational nursing program after several years of experience as a medical assistant. She participated alongside her classmates at the event, presenting two key topics: daily stretches to help manage diabetes and various medication options for controlling the condition. "I was truly honored to be part of this event," she said. "We had an amazing group of people, and they asked some really insightful questions. It was a great experience to connect with potential future patients and see how our work can make a difference." The event, held at STC's Nursing and Allied Health Campus, was attended by nearly 150 people, mostly from the senior community, and provided valuable information to empower residents to take steps to prevent, delay, and manage diabetes. "One of the most important aspects of diabetes awareness is providing a support system for those living with or at risk for the life-threatening condition," says Tom Castaneda, System Director of Marketing and Public Relations at STHS. "This symposium is part of our efforts to educate the community about the dangers of diabetes and the importance of early detection to prevent serious complications." STC's vocational nursing students, along with patient care technician students, assisted in providing free health screenings, while occupational therapy assistant, ODA, students conducted fall risk assessments. Student Kajal Desai, currently in her first year of the ODA program, shared that this was her first experience connecting with the community and it motivated her to continue engaging with the people she will soon serve. "This was a great experience, and it was our first time truly connecting with potential patients," she said. "It was a bit intimidating, but we did well. We shared what we've learned, and I hope we made a difference in helping them understand how they can improve their overall physical endurance." Other important topics presented at the event by healthcare experts included preventing amputations, managing and improving circulation for diabetics, the psychological effects of diabetes, and healthy recipes for diabetics and their caregivers. "This is my third time attending, and every year I learn something new. This year, learning about the different stretches and exercises I can do daily really encouraged me to keep taking care of my health," said Maria Sepulveda, a community member living with diabetes. "I've learned so much, especially about foods I thought were healthy but aren't, and mental health was another topic that really stood out to me." Ariberto Ayala shared the sentiment, and as a first-time attendee, expressed his gratitude to everyone involved for organizing such an eye-opening event. "It's so important for us to learn how to take care of ourselves, even when we already know what we should do and what we should avoid eating. Coming here and feeling the support of others really encourages us to keep going," he said. "I'm also grateful for the presentations in Spanish. For those of us who primarily speak Spanish, it helps us learn and feel included. I'm excited to return next year."